This is a very important passage in Matthew 17, verse 19. I'm sorry, it's the 16th chapter, verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I believe we can literally put these words into practice now. We can bind, and I speak not for myself alone. I'm speaking for all of us. We can bind on earth, or we can loose on earth. If we loose it in heaven, we loose it on earth. If we bind it in heaven, we bind it on earth. And I think you'll see this as we explain the nature of this particular revelation. As we sit here this minute, something is happening that none of us are aware of. As you came from your car to this house, something happened that you were not aware of. And that same thing that happened then and is happening now has been happening every moment that you have walked this earth without your awareness of it. There's a device now that when you go into the bank, a photograph is made so that if by chance you should rob that bank, they have a photograph of you. Of course, as you walk into the bank, you're not aware that a photograph is being taken. In the perfect kingdom of God, nothing is missing. In this world, there's always something missing, no matter how hard we try. And the reason is that right now, this instant, and every previous instant, your consciousness has been photographed, unknown to you. Every belief that you have is constantly being photographed. There is a cosmic machine which does this. It does it invisibly. And its process is the most amazing thing. Every belief that you have in your consciousness at this moment is under that cosmic camera. It will then take your belief, it will recreate that belief into atoms. You will then look at those atoms, reacting to them, and then into your life will come forms and conditions and persons. And you will label them, completely unaware that they are your beliefs made visible. This instantaneous process has been going on throughout your lifespan. Always, your belief is instantly photographed, processed into atoms, and then you react to your belief processed into atoms, bringing it into form, and these forms seem external to you, but they are your beliefs. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom, that whatever you loose in heaven shall be loosed on earth, and whatever you bind in heaven shall be bound on earth. whatever truth you know about heaven is photographed by this same cosmic mind. Converted into atoms, you react to the atoms, and now comes forth truth. Converted into harmony, justice, love, abundance. Or your consciousness has the belief of untruth, and this comes back to you. The bread you cast upon the waters is your belief at this moment. And even though you are not consciously doing something about that belief, the cosmic mind is. I assure you that machine is working 24 hours a day, photographing your consciousness without interruption. And you are making your world. Now, when you become aware of this, and you find as you test it, you'll see it's the truth, you can even think back a little and realize that every evil that has ever beset you was nothing more than your unconscious belief in evil, photographed by the cosmic mind, converted to atoms invisibly, and then set right before you for you to react to, and there's the evil that your conscious or unconscious mind had at the moment this cosmic photograph was taken. You bind the truth from heaven, and then the truth does not reach you on the earth. Or you loose the truth in heaven, and the truth does reach you on the earth. Heaven is your fourth dimension of consciousness, and earth is your third dimension of consciousness. Heaven is your Christ consciousness, your Eden consciousness. Evil, good, this world is your Adam and Eve consciousness. Now, as you dwell in the belief in matter, that is what is being photographed in your consciousness at that moment. And so the pyramid of matter and good and evil matter is consistently brought back to your doorstep only because you sent it out through the windows of your mind. You have the privilege and the right and the opportunity to stand in the truth. And as you sow to the truth in consciousness, it must come back to you because this goes out to the infinite. And the infinite sends back the perfect reality which you now find as your experience. There's really no reason in the world why each of us aware of this perpetual process going on around us doesn't finally come to the realization that there's nobody I can fool. I can't even fool myself. My consciousness will externalize and become manifest as the conditions of my life. And unless my consciousness is the consciousness of truth, the conditions of my life will not be the expression of that truth. I make my own world. I can walk in the kingdom. For the key to the kingdom is my consciousness. My consciousness of truth opens the kingdom of God to me on earth and takes me right out of the Adam and Eve miscreation. And so Paul says, pray without ceasing. Know the truth without ceasing, because the cosmic camera will bring into this world that truth which you know. Just as the consciousness of an individual is photographed, so is the consciousness of a nation. You may not know your beliefs, but you'll know them soon enough by the things that happen in your life. You may not believe that you could murder. You may not believe that you could hate. But the consciousness of a nation can murder and can hate, and does. Do you see that you are being told now that you are in instant karma just by your thoughts? Your beliefs are the father of your thoughts, and the instant karma that occurs is the materialization of those beliefs through the cosmic process. Now go a little further and watch how it works. A nation which does not believe it can hate, which does not believe individually in murder, but collectively is willing to do it, drops bombs over Japan. What do you think happens next? The national consciousness has shown its belief. Do you think pollution? Do you think Vietnam? Do you think inflation is not that karma coming back to us as our own consciousness is photographed and developed and represented to us, and we say, where did it come from? What did we do? We killed, that's what we did. We murdered. Our karma is our own consciousness, which reappears as form and condition. And it behooves each one of us to disclaim any part of every condition in this world which is not of God. We must step out of the world consciousness. We must step out of the national consciousness. We must step into the consciousness of my Father's truth. Because this is an inexorable law. As a man thinketh, so will he be. The bread you cast upon the waters must return running over. Your consciousness is the mirror which reflects everything you believe. But it's an instantaneous mirror. It leaves nothing untouched, nothing unnoticed. And you can be all alone in a room in the world, but your consciousness is still being photographed, developed, and externalized as the material conditions of your world. When you see how inescapable this is, you will then see why you have the power to change your world, and only you have that power. We turn then to the one power in the universe that can take us out of instant karma, and that is oneness with Source. Conscious union with the One, the Self, the Spirit. The longer you remain in the belief of a material universe with material conditions, the longer will your material consciousness be the law of your being. The longer will you be separated from the grace, the perfection of reality. And knowing this, you can, at any moment, rest in the consciousness that God, being the one divine knower, Whatever the one divine knower does not know has no existence. The one divine knower knows nothing about a material universe which is healthy or sick, which is being born and being dying and dying and deceasing, which is up and down, which is happy and sad. The one divine knower knows nothing about the conditions of this earth. The one divine knower knows nothing except its own perfect spiritual universe. And no matter what besets you, to merely know that God knows nothing of this should make you say, then why should I know what God does not know? How can I know what God does not know? What is the truth? And as you know the truth, the reason it makes you free is because the truth now goes into the infinite camera. And that is what is developed, and that is what appears. Your consciousness of truth becomes the freedom of your being, because there is such a cosmic machine working day and night. Man's little inventions approximated the Polaroid in 60 seconds, or the photostat, the radar screen. All of these are man's attempt to imitate as best he can that infinite camera that is ever working, ever taking your consciousness and converting it into your experience. So let's not think we can hide as a nation or as an individual. We cannot. And if we would be white as snow, we must return in our consciousness to that universe which was created immaculately, as the only, and know that there has never been any other universe than the immaculately conceived universe of the Father's consciousness, where every form is perfect and immortal. The moment you recognize any form that is mortal as a reality, you're under the cosmic camera. When you're in truth, you're not under that cosmic camera. You're out of it. You're under the infinite camera of the divine consciousness. And you choose which camera you're under. The camera you're under decides which your experience will be. And our rebirth is coming out of this cosmic camera, which photographs our knowledge of good and evil, into the infinite camera, which photographs only that which is the truth, the light of the Father. Our experience becomes divine or human. This is the key to the kingdom. And you have that key. You can bind the truth in heaven by not recognizing it in your consciousness, and it is bound for you on the earth. You cannot find it. Or you can loose it in heaven by recognizing it in your consciousness, and it is loosed on the earth for you and you alone. Your consciousness determines that. Wherever you are, at any given moment, your consciousness is in the one camera or the other. And that will be your tomorrow and your many tomorrows. And as you rest now, in your little 10-second exercise, you see, when you rest in the first exercise, that the Spirit of God fills all space, you're in truth. That cosmic camera is not working for you. Only the infinite camera is working. The counterfeit is off. The truth, the real, is on. When you go that further step, therefore, because only Spirit is present everywhere, only the power of Spirit, the love, the harmony, the truth, the perfection of Spirit is functioning, and I care not what appearances come forth, only the perfection, the truth, the power of the Spirit is present everywhere. You're looking through the war, through the disease, through the lack, through the limitation, through the massacres. No, no, they are not there. I will not let them into my consciousness because I know what is happening. Spirit is there, and the power of Spirit is functioning there. That is my consciousness. And that will be my experience. And then finally I can relax, knowing that my consciousness is being photographed infinitely. And the full force of the infinite will be flowing in all directions into my experience as the manifest, visible, tangible world in time. Because I know the law. There is nothing can change that law. You can depend on that law. And so start picking out of your consciousness the beliefs that are not true. All you're doing is perpetuating the manifestation of those beliefs. Come above your beliefs, above the words, above the thoughts about God, out of the concepts about God, higher, into the experience of God. You have a toothache, and your neighbor has a toothache. Whose toothache hurts you the most? Yours. You may sympathize with your neighbor, but it doesn't hurt you. Yours does, because it's an experience. But they're both toothaches. Nevertheless, the one you experience is the one you know more about. And so it is with God. To talk about God is like your neighbor's toothache. It isn't yours. To know God aright, to have the experience of God, to have the experience of I and my source are one source, one being, one self, it's like letting the water become the ice and letting the ice become the water. One, not two. The water in the ice is the ice. The Son and the Father is the Father. The Father and the Son are one and the same. I am the infinite source, and I am the individual expression of the infinite source. Right here, right now, and everywhere I am, this consciousness is the one that is photographed and reveals the perfection of the infinite source where I stand. The closer you are to truth within, the closer truth will appear without. And when you are the truth, for I and my Father are the one truth, then the truth of your being will manifest and express as your own being. And so we have the things to remember. The 10-second exercises. Spirit everywhere. The power of Spirit everywhere. And I trust, because that's all that is here, and that's all that is there, I relax in the one divine consciousness here, the one spiritual presence everywhere. And this is the substance of your new kingdom. This becomes a living tissue. The spiritual essence which moves before you in all things because you have sent it out through your consciousness. And it must return to you as the Word made flesh. That's how perfect our Father's universe is. And if we will acknowledge the Spirit of the Father in ourself as ourself, we are walking now in that perfect universe. God knows all that must be known, and God is the Father within me. Within me is the perfect knower at all times. Within me is the Eden consciousness. And when Adam or Eve want to get busy, they will find no place in my consciousness. There are no serpents there. There are no opposites there. There is only what God knows. And the mind that thinks it knows more than God is cast out. There is one little detail. It's a rather technical thing. You are always looking at invisible atoms. And you are always seeing material things. Where the material things seem to be, the invisible atom is. That's the human mind. It looks at the atom, which it cannot see, and imagines that it sees matter. Now, the cosmic mind does the same thing, but on a different level. It looks at the spirit, which it cannot see, and thinks it is seeing atoms. And while it looks at the spirit, which it cannot see, and thinks that it's seeing atoms, it becomes your mind and mine, and then we look at the atoms, which we cannot see, and think we are seeing matter. Now, this is the chain through which spirit becomes atoms that are not, and we, looking at atoms that are not, see matter that is not. This is the double illusion of the Adam and Eve creation. And so don't think for a moment that with your naked eye you're going to look out and see God's forms. You will not. Learn that the perfection you are seeking with your human eyes is not possible. You cannot see perfection with human eyes, because even what you see and call perfect is not perfect. It is still atoms made into the appearance of matter. And you'll discover it is never perfect. So do not make the mistake of spending the rest of your life looking for that perfection with human eyes. You will never find it. But it is right where you are looking. Beneath the matter that you do see, beneath the atom that you do not see, which are one and the same, the atom and the matter, is the spirit, which is the perfection, and your human eye will never see it, but accepting it in your consciousness will bring it through the atom into visible material form as a harmonious manifestation of your spiritual consciousness. Don't waste your time looking for it. Accept the truth of the ages that only the spirit is here. And teach that mind which thinks it knows more than the Christ that if God knew there were diseases and problems and all of the evils that our human minds witness, that God's power would have long ago removed them. Do not waste your time fighting, thinking, or trying to do something about the unreal material existence. Get below it, and get below that atom which never was placed there by God, into your spiritual consciousness which says, God knows. And what God knows is real. And what God knows is the only reality. And what God knows as the only reality is His perfection everywhere invisible. In that I rest, and that becomes my photographed consciousness appearing to me as my experience, and sometimes as the miracle of my experience. For then the absence of the evils of the material consciousness begins to show us that we have found the invisible miracle worker, the invisible consciousness of truth is the miracle worker, and it is your consciousness of the Christ, the Spirit of God in you. There never was an Adam and Eve on this earth, and their human contemporary counterparts are not on this earth either, only the Spirit of God. When that is your consciousness, that will be your experience. Matthew 16, verse 19, the keys to the kingdom. Where your consciousness is, there is your experience. If your consciousness is in spirit, there is your experience. Now, perhaps today, someone here, two, three, or four, may have scratched out of their consciousness the belief that they want a better material existence. And if they have, they have caught what the prophet of old was saying when he wrote this allegory of Adam and Eve. We seek not a better material existence, we seek the experience of reality. Next week is called Transcending Mind, and we have a good head start. Remember the 10-second exercises, those three. Practice them frequently until you feel that you can literally swim on this invisible ocean without moving your arms, just treading water easily. God everywhere. God's power everywhere. And even if nothing seems to be happening at that moment, at least you're out of the mortal mind and its beliefs in good and evil. Thank you again.